Prime Minister. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has a report.
Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Johnson has been appointed as Prime Minister and First Lord of the Treasury, another of the British leader's titles. He visited the palace to meet with the monarch after predecessor Theresa May resigned, failing to secure parliamentary approval for her deal to leave the EU. Johnson will now start work on forming his new administration, but without some leading names. Senior members of former Prime Minister Theresa May's government, including her Treasury Chief Philip Hammond, are resigning as Johnson takes over the job. Charles Ledesma, London.
Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has wound up his testimony before the first of two congressional committees. The focus? His report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Democratic Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said a major goal was accountability, and Trump critics say Nadler managed to score some points. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
Early in an extraordinary hearing before a House panel, Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler asked Mueller about what the president's repeatedly said.
Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Mueller telling the panel his report did not clear the president of obstruction. Democrats hope having Mueller lay out some details of the probe will reignite American interest and hurt the president's re-election prospects. Doug Collins and Republicans are highlighting Mueller's conclusion that there's no evidence the Trump campaign conspired with Russia.
And nothing we hear today will change those facts.
Mueller's a reluctant witness, offering several terse one-word answers and speaking haltingly in his most extensive public appearance since ending the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. For your convenience, there is also an easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission say Facebook has agreed to pay the largest civil penalty ever on the issue of data privacy, $5 billion. The agreement also provides that the social media platform will institute what are called robust new protections of user information. All of this in the wake of government charges that Facebook had misled users about the extent to which third-party application developers could access users' personal information. Boeing has warned it may end production of its 737 MAX jetliners, a fleet which has been grounded since the second of two fatal crashes in mid-March. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Trump is in Boeing's corner.
President likes the 757, you know, kind of he thinks it's a great line, whether they want to do that in addition to or anything else. But obviously that's up to Boeing to decide. But I think the most important issue is Boeing's a very strong company. They got a lot of cash flow. They got to fix this issue so that we are sure that it is safe.
In the U.S. state of Arkansas, a federal judge has temporarily delayed the imposition of several new abortion restrictions. It is the latest chapter in this country's running political battle over access to the procedure. Here is AP correspondent Matt Small.
U.S. District Judge Christine Baker has granted a 14-day temporary restraining order that stops three new abortion restrictions from taking effect in Arkansas this week. Among the measures is one that opponents say would likely force the state's only surgical abortion clinic to close. Another one prohibits the procedure 18 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. The restrictions also include a requirement that doctors performing abortions be board certified or board eligible in obstetrics and gynecology, plus a law that prohibits doctors from performing an abortion if one's being sought because the fetus was diagnosed with Down syndrome. I'm Matt Small.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he plans to meet with the Taliban, urging the group to negotiate with the government in Afghanistan, but cautioned that securing a political settlement to the Afghan war will not be easy. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on the record, hoping for a settlement by September. Speaking in Washington, Khan noted that for the first time in the 18-year-old conflict, Pakistan and the United States are working together to advance peace efforts. Russian activists have confirmed that a woman who was stabbed to death in St. Petersburg this week was a well-known human rights advocate who had been threatened over her work for LGBTQ rights. The victim was 41-year-old Yelena Grigoryeva. Friends said her name was listed on a Russian website that identified her and fellow activists and called for vigilante action against them. Once again, to stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.